Hey, what's going on? This is the Educated Guest Podcast, and I'm Justin, your host. Hey, if this is your first time listening, then thank you for taking the time to join in this movement. Most people who tune in regularly are artists and designers who are seeking a transformational style of education. So if you're someone currently looking to start a studio, or you're pursuing a career as a full-time artist, or just trying to get the job of your dreams, then you are in the right place. The good news is that there is some method to the madness. We're not just randomly talking about things. We have three episode types, which includes our well-known series of dialogues entitled Well Read. Our three segments collectively answer questions regarding personal development, professional practice, and artistic inspiration. And as you might have heard, our current summer lecture series is brought to you in part by Salonier, a brand new trend and philosophy platform by the design studio Bodega. Now, let's face it, if you've been in business a while, then you know how strange it feels to talk to clients and partners about trends. Most people just avoid the conversation altogether, because they have no way of defending or standing up for any creative decision they make. As you know, this frustration alone can cost you clients, retainers, referrals, and the list kind of goes on. So that said, how would you feel if I told you that you could access the exact research methods, frameworks, and insights used to help clients like Nike, High Stability, and Business of Fashion think through their strategy? This is what Salonier is all about. The fact is that marketing and brand directors pay loads of cash every year for these same insights, and Salonier is making them available to you for just a fraction of the price. Good news is that just for Educated Guest listeners, Salonier is offering a special discount code. So if this sounds like something you need, then just head to salonierpaper.com and enter the promo code EducatedGuest20 to receive 20% off your subscription. Again, that's salonierpaper.com and enter the promo code EducatedGuest20 to receive 20% off your subscription. All right, let's get into it for today. Today, we're going to be talking about pledges. And this is a remarkable concept, which most people already have some form of pledge in their life, but perhaps you haven't heard it repeated or mirrored back to you in this way. And I surely was in that number of people who really hadn't heard of this way. And it kind of stems from this book called The Innovator's Dilemma. And I'd been hearing about this book for quite a while because I'm the type of dude who goes and, researches, like, who's your favorite rapper? And one of my favorite rappers is Steve Jobs, and I'm interested in, like, what is he reading? So one of his favorite books was Innovator's Dilemma by a guy named Clayton Christensen. And Clayton Christensen's a HBS professor, one of the foremost thinkers in management, leadership, that sort of thing. And you can liken him to sort of like a Peter Drucker, who is also, I believe, another HBS professor. That said, the concept of a pledge is quite interesting because we have to start with this idea of thinking back to what it means to burn the boats at the shore, right? And a lot of times people make pledges, and when you hear burn the boats at the store or burn the boats at the store, burn the boats at the shore, people think about this idea of abandoning their addictions, right? Like anytime we think about a pledge, we think about the 12-step program. We think about quitting smoking, quitting alcohol, quitting whatever. And quite frankly, that's not what this is particularly related to. In this case, what we're talking about is how to make pledges that allow you to have more freedom. And one might think that the core tenet of capitalism, the core tenet of a modern economy, a modern behavioral economics, so to speak, is the freedom to choose. And that's what makes us human. So why not have the optimal or the maximum amount of choices available to us and keep them there? The problem with this is that when you have maximum choice, you actually have limited freedom. Without maximum choice, or with maximum choice, you have limited freedom. So I think about a case study, and I think about a story I heard about Beyonce And essentially someone, I forget who was telling the story, but Beyonce would go to parties and go to these, you know, these nighttime events and things like that. Everything that, you know, standard sort of PR publicity type events. And there would always be these, you know, hors d'oeuvres and desserts and macaroons and all these things. And the story goes that she would sit down at the table and she would offer a brownie and she would cut the brownie into four slices or four pieces and she would only eat one fourth of the brownie. Now, one person might think of that as like, oh, man, she's so disciplined or she's so crazy or why is she doing this? And the pledge she had made to herself, who knows what it is specifically, but it resulted in only eating one fourth of what she was offered. And this pledge, as we think about the things we make pledges to, those are the things we're willing to, you know, those are the swords we're willing to die on because we recognize what the sword gives us in terms of freedom. So it begs the question naturally as artists, as designers, as studio owners, as brand owners, what is it that we are absolutely committed to? And the use of the word pledge is especially poignant here and specific because, you know, if we just go back to the book of The Innovator's Dilemma, it's cited that an absolute commitment is often, you know, inflated and can essentially be a blanket statement for nothingness that says, oh, well, there's always an out. You know, think about, you know, organizations and world leaders coming to the mic and saying, we are absolutely committed to improving the state of the world, or we are absolutely committed to improving this situation or race relations or whatnot. Everybody knows that there's actually lots of room for interpretation, fluff, and pomp and circumstance, and essentially you don't have to have a plan behind that. But when you say we pledge XYZ, then there's an extra degree of accountability in the human sense. So as we move through our days, as we move through our weeks and our months and our years, we always like to think about, oh, well, I'm flexible. Think about how many times you've said to someone, oh, well, I'm flexible. I'm flexible. It's like, hey, well, what time are you free to meet? 10 a.m., but I'm flexible. Or what time can you meet us out? 9:30. Oh, can you meet at 10:30? Yeah, that's cool. But how often have you considered the holistic approach of living? And that's mostly about what we were talking about lately, is this idea of considering all facets of your life. If you know that going out after 10 p.m. never really ends well for you, going out after 11 p.m. never really ends well for you because you want to be the type of person who wakes up at 5:30 or wakes up at 6:30, wakes up at 7:30, or you want to be the type of person who does this. That's the difference between a pledge and a commitment. A commitment is something that is essentially a blanket statement to cover your bases and project an image of being somebody and being someone who has made that decision before. Or you can be the type of person that just doesn't do this. I heard it said another way. This is probably the most impactful way. If you think about the idea of fasting, you know, intermittent fasting is pretty rampant right now in a good way. I think it's pervading modern culture in a good way. I'm a big fan of it, and I actually practice it a lot myself. And if you think about the concept of fasting, or if you think about the concept of even abstaining from alcohol, think about how you tell people what it is you're doing, specifically related to improving your artistic practice. When someone says, hey, like, can you come get drinks? Oh, no, I can't drink on weeknights. A better way to say that, as it was introduced to me, is instead of saying I can't drink on weeknights, change that to I don't drink on weeknights. That establishes a line in the sand, a pledge that you've made to yourself, and others will respect it in a different way than you saying, oh, I can't. Because if you can't, you can always make an exception for that. So try that on for size. I really think it'll pay dividends in the long run for you. And consider the overrated nature of flexibility. Consider the overrated nature of flexibility. Stand firm in your decisions. make a pledge that's worthwhile, that's going to improve where you really want to go. We'll talk soon. Peace.